The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, sports!
Yeah, now it's time to bust out the St. Louis Cardinals comedy.
Oh, good, man. Yeah. You think the guys... these guys
you guys know Tom Dustin at all?
He's funny, man.
He's a good dude. But he's like the only guy I know that doesn't know anything about sports.
From Boston.
And I know, that's
also,
so weird.
And he's also a Boston guy who knows nothing about sports. Yeah. So he did this. He just said this out loud, maybe this past fall on the show.
Hey, sports!
Because he knew something, and he was proud of himself. So we just use that clip all the time. But he's so clueless about sports.
I totally understand it, though. I'm from Cleveland and kind of the same way.
Yeah, but you know.
I used to be.
You know.
Yeah.
You're also slow, so I'm like nobody, you know.
What do you mean?
We took Tommy John again to the... to a Blues game.
And Johnny is not a sports guy at all?
He's a sports guy, but he didn't know anything about hockey. So he was like, during the game, he's like, hockey! Like, that's not what you say.
He just yells it out.
And hockey.
If you ever want to
hockey,
draw attention to yourself with not knowing
sports, don't yell at the name of the sport.
Sometimes I admire those guys. Though.
Yeah,
I have a cousin who's he's more of a, you mentioned biker car guy. We were talking about bikers off the air. He's a real good dude, but he's also just more of a car guy, and he's never been a sports guy. When you talk real sports. Football, baseball, standings, nothing, clueless. But he's a man's man, except for that part.
Right.
But you know what? There's less stuff to worry about.
Yes.
I mean, I'm glad I like it. Don't get me wrong.
No,
but you don't have to worry about crap if you don't worry about sports.
That's true.
You don't. You don't worry about people giving you crap. You don't worry about your team losing, this sucking, that sucking. Because we were talking, and I thought about this the other day, watching the Steelers late the other night against the damn, who were they playing Sunday night?
Ravens.
We talked about how it's much easier to go to a concert you want to see a band because you leave the concert thinking that was great. You go see a live event, your team loses, that sucks.
50-50. Yeah. Yeah. Right. 50-50, you're going to have a good day.
Right, 50-50. Yeah. Now, you can get over it if you're a grown man. Like, I mean, I get over it 10 minutes later, but I'm still pissed.
I mean, Cardinal baseball, it's taken me.
Thank you.
Playoff
but
games have taken me a couple
go,
weeks.
But if you go see one of your favorite bands, you had a great night, you leave, everything's cool. You go see a comedian, you love the comedian, they're very funny, you had a great night. You go see a sporting event, your team loses, this sucks.
Yeah.
Screw you. You're bitching your wife, you're bitching everything, bad, everybody's mad at you.
My parents came to visit me in New York City a few years ago, and the Cardinals were in the playoffs, and there's this Cardinal bar in New York City. We went, and they lost. Me and my dad were arguing.
Yeah.
It's like ruined the trip. And I look back, I'm like, that was a really special moment. I had my parents, and we sat in a stupid bar, and we were arguing, and I'm like, what's wrong with me, man? You know?
Right.
The concert exception is Bob Dylan.
Well, so, yeah, true.
Sometimes he disappoints.
True, but the fact is, you expect to have a good time when you do other things.
You can
shake
that
with sports.
Off. Yeah.
Not with sports.
I don't know if I told you guys this, but I used to do this to you guys for years.
What you do?
Because I don't follow sports anymore.
No, you know.
But I used to, I would come in before your
I remember you told us
before the show, and I just read a few sports highlights like from the paper and go,
say, how about that?
Peyton Manning, 3 interceptions, and then like someone like Petey Mack, like, yeah, and then he did, and then I just start it and then I leave. And then it looks like I'm like, man, Gannett really started that whole thread.
I enjoy this part.
Yay, sports.
I like that. Just yay sports.
But back to
you're right, you are the one that you don't know as much as most people. You're right. But you're better than Dustin.
Yeah,
he doesn't care.
He didn't. Yeah, he
doesn't
knew
care.
Nothing.
Doesn't clue.
But that's Patriots,
he don't play. He don't play. Right.
But that's part of the reason why I just don't want to know all that. Like it is. It's
good for you.
Yeah,
good for you.
But then you do get crap by sports guys. Oh, you're a puss.
No, I think I admire that. Yeah. I admire the guy that doesn't worry about it.
I'm like that.
Greg said a perfect point. In a bar in New York, bitching.
Yeah.
Bitching.
You know what? I'm like that with music in some ways. Like, you know how some people are like, well, that band's terrible. You know, and I get it because I've kind of, in some ways, ruined comedy, you know.
Yeah.
Because you know too much.
No, not kind of. You did. Don't skirt the issue. You ruined comedy.
You just said I kind of ruined comedy.
Yeah, but for me.
I have an issue with that adjective.
I want to ask you guys that.
But
we got to get into sports, but I should save a bit, depending on how much PD has, real quickly. I want to ask you. Okay. Okay.
No big deal.
Just real quickly, I want to ask you that because I think I'm jaded with stand-up, and I don't do stand-up.
Right.
Because I just follow it, and I've seen so much live stuff in my life, and I know so many comedians, and I still appreciate it when I'm sitting there, certain jokes and certain things. I never says anybody sucks because I'm thinking if you're up there doing it and trying, I just might not appreciate your humor or whatever. But I think I've ruined it for me. How do you guys do it?
Do you seek out like stand-up specials on Netflix?
Very rarely.
I tend to avoid them.
Very rarely.
Yeah,
only
me too.
Because. I very rarely, right.
I do
want
to
watch Regan. I can watch Regan.
Oh, I just watched it. It's funny.
I want to watch a new Regan
it's
one.
It's funny.
Yeah.
I love Regan.
I can listen to it more than I can watch it. I mean, I can still watch my friends, and I still appreciate a good joke, but I kind of... Satellite Radio has stand-up comedy.
Yeah, I was going
to
tell you.
And a couple times I was like listening on there to see if they were playing my stuff.
Yeah,
stuff
they are.
But then I was like, man, I just listened to stand-up comedy for an hour and a half, and I didn't even realize it, and I enjoyed a lot.
Well, it was funny. I just literally, I'm glad you brought it up, but a month or two ago, I got in the car, and usually I'm listening to politics or sports on the way home, and both were in commercials, so I went right over to the satellite. I went to the Comedy Channel, and I heard one of your bits, and it was literally 5 minutes somewhere on one of those channels, I'm howling. Now, granted, I know you as a friend, but it was a very funny bit. I can't remember what it was, but it was really funny. I can do that.
What I'm saying is, and I know these sort of the mechanism of
you
comedy,
know everything about
but
it.
But I'm like I don't know anything about music. Like, an aunt knows everything about music.
Yeah.
I don't know anything. All my friends make fun of me. I have the worst taste, and I'm like, good. I go good.
Then you have to argue about that
because I don't want to ruin it for me. I like the way that sounds, and I know you're like, yeah, but it's so.
It's Christopher Cross.
It's like hacky. Yeah, I like Christopher Cross. Okay. I do.
Yeah, I know you.
Why not? Just bashed
me over
that for years.
Right.
Yeah,
that's exactly why I said it.
Love Christopher Cross.
By the way, I stole one of your CDs when we lived together. I still have it. I did it as a joke. I have your Talking Head CD, and I stole it years ago because I couldn't find your Christopher Cross.
That's
not cool, man.
I know. I just remembered it.
Damn, dog. Yeah.
He seems amused.
All right.
I'll have to return that to
that's
you.
That's not cool at all.
I know it isn't.
Sports.
I just remembered it.
Do some sports.
I like this.
Comedy to me is a lot like hockey. Like, I like hockey live.
Right.
But I won't go watch hockey on TV or anything like that. Comedy's the same
that's
way.
That's a good point. That's how people love live comedy.
Yeah,
that's why
it's way better.
That's why
so much better.
The funny bone exists. Yeah, it's the atmosphere.
Yes. Absolutely. Right. Yes. Right. Yeah, man.
Nothing like live comedy.
Now, if my stepson clicks on somebody's comedy special, I'll get sucked in. Like he watched Mark Maron a couple of weeks ago. It was good. I sat down and watched it with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm usually not inclined to start it up.
Right.
Well, I'll DVR friends. Like, I DVR'd Mercurio and Colbert a couple weeks ago, and I'll DVR when Greg's on TV.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. And I'll watch their set because I want to see the guys I know on TV.
Like, if Sean Ganan ever got on a late night show,
I'd watch his
DVR.
Wow, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I think it's going to happen.
I DVR his commercials. Sean Ganan's a national commercial.
I'm a
DVR his commercials.
Yeah.
I can rewatch those.
And just fast forward through the TV show to get to my commercial.
Do you know when those commercials are going to air?
No.
They never give you any
Sometimes
clue?
They don't air.
Yeah.
I get paid for the shoot and that's it. I did three spots for ESPN that never aired.
Never aired?
Yeah, I did a lot of that stuff that never aired.
No, do you still have the reel, though, or are you going to get the reel, do you?
I have the reel for ESPN, but not kayak. Show. Yeah, I have a bunch of those that never aired.
After a while, when they nothing airs, do you think it might be
me? Yes, it's exactly. You start questioning everything. Maybe that whole common denominator, huh? Well, why'd you guys book me?
Who's the best? That's him. Who's the best? That's Sean, by the way.
Yeah, that one. That commercial always bothered me, though.
Who's the best?
You never say your car is the best.
No.
When it doesn't start.
He ad-libbed that.
I know, but
it was great.
You should have been cursing at
making love to his car in that commercial.
Piece of ass.
I feel like I was a one-hit wonder of commercials.
Who's the best?
No, the Southwest Airlines commercial was great.
I never did a Southwest.
Alaska. You did one for Alaska.
Yeah. Where you were trying the hand dryer or whatever?
Yes, but that's also a regional.
Okay, sorry, man.
I had to watch that online. That was a regional spot. I didn't see that here. Right.
I saw that, man. It was a great spot, I thought. Yeah. That was like vintage Gnant.
Who's the best? Vintage Gnant.
That was.
Go ahead there.
Well, I think I got plenty of football, but before we get into it, we do have Coach Harp here. It's appropriate.
Yes, we do.
Probably
to
get his thoughts on the Ball family.
Oh,
the oblivious ball, the young ball,
no
the middle ball.
That gentleman stands behind his boys. I respect that. He's a little more vociferous than I would be. I don't care for the brand of basketball they play. They do the Phi Slamma Jamma.
From 83.
I don't. I like more the set shot. I don't. I never encourage my boys to do the Phi Slamma Jamma.
No. But bounce pass too, right?
But I appreciate that father stands behind his boys.
Kansas got upset by Todd's Arizona State. How'd you feel about your boys that game?
I felt like they gave a good effort. They underperform, but if you're asking me if I stand behind those boys, I stand behind those boys whether they win, lose, or draw.
All right. Or draw.
Just like I stand behind you boys. Yeah. I don't agree with some of the choices you've made.
It's a bit I like.
You boys smoke the wacky tobacco, the alfalfa weed. All of you boys need haircuts. And I still stand behind you boys. You're my boys.
Thanks, Coach.
Dick Harper.
Thanks, Coach.
Probably don't like the way we dress.
I don't care for it. Slovenly and
slovenly.
That's a good word.
Slovenly.
I hope you boys, when you go on a job interview, I hope you don't dress like that.
This is our job, by the way. I'm sorry about that.
Dick Harp sounds like that narrator in those 50s.
That's exactly where it came from. Oh, that's where Dick came from.
Yep.
It's a great bit.
And I stand behind this boy.
And when he did you were at the Looney Bin in Wichita over the fall, and a fan showed up at the show. T95 is our home there. Dick Harp. What does T-shirt say?
It said, I stand behind my Dick Harp stands behind his boys. Yeah,
he made
a shirt.
I know.
That's great,
like,
man.
This is awesome.
That
man.
Is great.
That's maybe the biggest moment of my career. seriously, I was like.
A character on a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Too bad your career isn't standing behind you.
Oh, come on. This is an example. this idiot undercuts me continually, and I still stand behind him. I stand behind Sean Gannett. He's one of my boys.
What would you say to a new up-and-coming comic wanting to get out there and hit the...
A man puts himself on stage and is vulnerable in front of a bunch of people, then I stand behind that boy.
So let me get this straight. All of your punchlines are "I stand behind." It seems like that's the only thing you say. You just say a bunch of stuff and you cap it with, you bookshelf it with "I stand behind those boys."
That's it. That's right. The bit.
That
character grew out of the show, Sean. So shut up.
it's an interesting. Yeah, it has nothing. It was that, not. It's
he's
it's
not doing
just,
it on the road.
No, there's nothing to. I stand behind my boys, even when they tried to undercut the bit about my boys.
Perhaps Sean Gannett.
Something that we did for worked on for 2 years, and this guy comes in here
trying to mess it up.
Yeah, I still stand behind him.
Right. You would think a professional comedian would know the value of a catchphrase.
Mm-hmm.
He's made some poor choices, just like you boys.
I dress slovenly. And
poor choices.
Slovenly.
All things aside, I prefer you boys to that boy, but Dick Harp doesn't play favorites.
No.
Michelle Bachmann birthday this day in 1985. Roger Maris died of Roger Maris disease at 51 years old.
Wow, 51. That's ironic.
God, that is so young, man.
Yeah.
It
man.
Was 61.
Yeah,
I know,
right.
But it's ironic, but 51. 61.
Yeah, that's a number that's 10 less than the number. That's amazing how that worked out. Yeah.
He read that in the way in.
Right. I don't Roger care. Maris I stand behind that comment.
We don't.
Yeah. Oh,
the absolute definition of irony is 10 less.
10 less.
Oh, yeah. It's
a record.
It's an amazing coincidence.
And Bill Buckner's 68 years old today.
Bill.
Turns out I don't know what ironic is.
What did Bill Buckner do, Sean?
You know.
Sports!
Yay, sports!
Good.
Red Sox.
Yay, sports!
There you
Scrum
go.
Ball, first baseman.
Dustin, what do
you
know?
Nice job, man.
Nice job. I wanted to get to this week. It's a reason to say screw the Yankees again. They signed Giancarlo Stanton, it's one of the ridiculous. Bigger home run hitters, and, best players in the game.
I hate about East Coast media, which when we watch on those the sports shows sometimes. And I lived in the East Coast, and I didn't like the Yankees. I mean, a lot of people don't like the Yankees. But they always assume that with the Yankees are good, baseball's great.
Oh.
No. They're just buying everybody again. They're going to be a murderer's row. It's going to be ridiculous.
Man, and I got to tell you.
Anything can happen to baseball, but this is ridiculous again now.
If you look at the way, okay, not the 90s, but in the early 2000s, the Yankees spent a lot of money on big players.
And died.
It ruined their franchise.
It did.
This may not work. I mean, they are really good.
I hope
this,
it doesn't.
This may not work.
Don't, they said everything's better when teams are really, really good. No.
Teams like
not for the rest of us. Not for the rest of us.
What player that made more than $200,000 a year won a World Series? There's one. Out of all those contracts, they never work. A-Rod won one World Series, but it probably wasn't because of him.
No, you're right. That's true. I'm hoping it doesn't work.
Wasn't Jeter?
I'm hoping it doesn't work.
Jeter wasn't a big.
But you got Stanton and you got the Judge.
Aaron Judge.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Another guy. I mean, they got a three-fecta there.
Right.
Guys that can smash it. This day, 30 years ago, Jerry Rice scored 3 touchdowns. A 25-year-old tied the season record in the NFL for touchdowns in a season. He ended up with 22, which Randy Moss eventually broke at 23 that year he had with the Patriots. I bring this up because he did it in 87. He scored 22 touchdowns in 12 games because of the strike and the scab.
Oh, the strike was 87, right?
Yes. Jerry Rice. Yeah. And tonight, sorry, you will see nothing that great on the field as Denver and Indianapolis play on Thursday.
And it's
night
that
football.
Stupid overhead camera shot that I had to watch a Steeler game. It's brutal.
It is.
It takes two. It's horrible to watch.
7 total wins between these two teams. They'd barely make the playoffs if
they
combined their total.
They had no idea those teams would suck this time of year.
None.
They thought the Colts might be okay, and definitely they thought the Broncos.
No, that looked like a good matchup in September when they were scheduling it.
I'd like to ask the TNT Supreme Court of fandom if I'm wrong just to root for losses the rest of the way for Denver because the Colts are a team ahead of them in the draft order.
Oh, they are?
Just one game. So this is like a tiebreaker.
While the game's going on, will you root?
I don't think I could.
Can you see yourself rooting for them to lose?
No, not if you're a purist. Maybe.
No. I bleed orange. But, I mean, if they did lose, it's like a nice silver lining.
You're right.
Yes.
You win. You win either way.
You won't care if they lose.
Right.
But you need a quarterback, so I get it.
Yeah. Hey, you got one back.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Let's just hope he doesn't get hurt again.
That's just
I'd hate to see that.
Somehow,
Craig would say, "I told you so." Right. Got hurt.
I heard you guys are getting Eli next year.
That's all right. At least he can read a defense. Yeah. But he's no good without a line, and the Denver doesn't have that.
Not many quarterbacks are.
Did you see the story about Larry Johnson? I remember the Chiefs running back.
Yeah.
Played
with Penn State.
He thinks Penn State guy.
He was great. CTE.
Yeah, he's going to be 38 years old, and he's worried he might be, in his words, he might be Aaron Hernandez. The way that he's seen his anger go and his day-to-day.
He's gotten some bar fights over the years,
He used to be homies with Jay-Z. Jay-Z cut him off because he was getting arrested too much. He says his daughter is the only reason he hasn't taken his life.
I love the fact that a famous rapper cuts you off because you're getting arrested too much.
How about that, right?
Yeah.
And it's Dre who threw a female reporter down a flight of steps. He's like, hey, you're too much for me.
You're too much for me.
Does he have a history of domestic violence, or am I thinking of somebody else?
I don't know about the domestic
stuff. He's been in a lot of trouble,
just bad decisions and kind of
outbursts. He's a great running back.
I seem to remember him getting into some bar fights or something.
Yes. Didn't he rip up, he ripped up Nebraska. In 02, right?
Oh, yeah. I was at that one. Yeah, he had a great game.
You said Aaron Hernandez. That's not CTE, is it?
Yeah, it was.
They said he had it.
Yeah, but he was.
But he was also a bad guy before that.
He was a gangster.
Yeah, he was.
He was a gangster in college. So
yeah that's. I'm sorry, man.
He killed somebody in college, I think.
Yeah,
he shot somebody in college.
Right. No, look, but that's not Aaron. Obviously, Aaron Hernandez is not saying I have CTE. They post. You know,
they can only check when they're dead. Right. Aaron Hernandez, they found had like amazing content, like amazing amount of this CTE.
Yeah.
Right, but. I just wonder if
he was a badass to begin with.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, he was a gangster because he was a gangster, not because he had CTE.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
CTE didn't help that he was already.
Maybe
right, probably didn't help the decision making.
Yeah, sure.
And despite the concussions and the protests,
Dick,
and all
what do you
things,
think Aaron Hernandez's decisions are?
I do not stand behind him.
And even the NFL's ratings have still been down a little bit, but the NFL has signed another big money deal looking ahead in sports. Verizon, who's been the provider, they've announced a deal that. Verizon's going to pay the NFL $500 million a year to stream more things, and this is going to expand beyond just Verizon phones. So now that you're like Yahoo and AOL.
So you can watch anywhere you want, right?
Yeah, yeah. Which so the NFL keeps pulling in money off of that when everyone says the ratings.
I still prefer a football game on a huge screen.
Me too, but there are times where you just don't have the choice.
But you know what's going to happen? Your kid's going to be laying on the rug somewhere watching the game on his phone when it's on a 65-inch screen right there.
But you can handle your porn on a phone.
Yes, I can.
Football, big screen, porn.
Porn
phone.
On the phone because
it's frightening.
Because there's other people around. If I live by myself, porn, big screen.
I don't know. I saw porn on a big screen once, and it was frightening.
Yeah,
it's like Journey to the Center of the Body or whatever. Like,
really?
That's what it felt like.
You could see the hole be too big on the screen.
Yeah, okay, it's like, wow.
Are you talking like
really...
a movie screen or just a 60-inch?
Oh, I saw a movie screen back in the day.
Did you really? You
went to
wow.
I'm old enough that porn theater's the only way you could see it. I was in high school, don't get me wrong. But,
wow.
Yeah.
No, I saw it was a projection on a wall. Like
you were at a stag
film? Like a front house. Yeah.
So it made you feel more inadequate, Sean?
Yeah.
Seeing everything be that big?
Yeah, and I don't need help.
I know.
I can do that by myself.
And in 25 years or so, we'll likely be watching on some streaming device as one of these twins calls some important game in sports. Joe Buck and Michelle Beisner Buck. Expecting twins.
All right.
So you can only imagine one of those two will...
Did he have kids with his first wife? Because
I don't know.
Yes.
Did he? Okay, you're saying St. Louis guy.
She was... I know the kid. Yeah, she was in a film that I was in.
Oh, how old's the daughter?
She is probably like early high school, I think.
Did Buck, this girl he met was a cheerleader. I work for Fox, right?
She's a
NFL
Network, I think, now.
Yeah, she's really hot. Yeah, she's a reporter,
She's
Buck lives
ESPN
in St. Louis,
now.
Right?
Yeah, he lives in St. Louis. Yeah, I went to...
Does Costas still live there, too?
ESPN.
Costas does.
Still lives in St. Louis, okay.
Yeah. I met Costas as a kid, but, you know, as an adult, I haven't. But Buck, I went to... school with Buck, actually.
Did you really?
For a year, we went. I didn't even realize it was him.
Same high school?
No,
same
it was college? Middle. It was a private school that I went to for just 2 years, and he was in the class below me.
Oh, really?
He was in sixth grade. I was in seventh grade. And
but he's also his dad's kid, so he's pretty famous. People knew who he
was. I didn't realize that then.
Yeah, he was the kid.
And even now, because he looks so different than he was then. So and then finally, because he went by Joel back then, and I was like, because I did a thing with him. We did like a sketch together.
You and Joel Buck.
Me and Joe, and then later, a friend of mine was like, you know, we went to school with that guy. I'm like, wait a minute, that was... He's like, yeah.
That's
He's
wild.
Really a nice guy and really funny, man.
You know, Brockmire, he's really funny. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of his broadcasting, but I do like him off the air for some reason. Brockmire was hilarious. And,
I like his new hair. that's some good transplant right there.
Oh,
good
plugs. He had several. Yeah, I like that he was like, you know, made fun of himself. In
honest
the book,
about it.
All of it.
And a story Coach Harp can stand behind. Marcus Mariota.
I stand behind anything you boys do. You should know that about that.
Well, you appreciate.
That doesn't mean I respect all your choices.
That's my favorite line.
Marcus Mariota is a 24-year-old quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. They lost this past weekend. He's a Hawaiian boy in the Aloha State of Mind file. In his post-game press conference, he wasn't very nice to the reporters, and his mom berated him for being rude to everybody, so he had to apologize to all the media for being rude after.
Because of mom.
Shut up, mom. I bought you a house.
Right?
I don't care.
I'm in Hawaii. I'm fine.
You don't disrespect your mother.
No, you don't. Dave, what do you tell your players about their moms?
You respect your mother. Marcus Mariota's woman. That's a strong, sturdy woman right there. Reminds me of my mother.
Thank you, Petey.
Thank you.
John Ganahan, Greg Warren with us. Sean's with Paul Mercurio this week at the Funny Bone, funnybone.com. Paul will be here tonight, and he'll be back on the show with us tomorrow.
Hey, Greg, you got to wait for him.
Greg's going to be at the Funny Bone Omaha New Year's Eve that weekend. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.